Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a matter of hours, the Oregon Ducks will take on the Purdue Boilermakers in West Lafayette. 5 p.m. Is it a 5:12 kickoff?
They won't be waiting for another game to finish or anything, so I bet it'll be pretty close to on time.
That's true. It's a Friday night game.
Yeah.
But still, they always find a way. Again, I've mentioned this so many times. The English don't do many things right. What they do right is their kickoff times.
Right.
You have a ref standing at midfield of a soccer game in the Premier League waiting for noon.
Mm-hmm.
And that tick hits.
Yeah.
Tweet, go.
Well, and like Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., those kicks, they kick off, man. They
it's
go.
Like, it's like, and why even, can't we do this with everything?
Well, and like, look at baseball, too. You've got 5:08 first pitch.
But they tell you. They give you like, hey, look, we got the national anthem. We got to get everybody on the field. Mm-hmm. We got to do our little schmid. But hey.
But yeah. First 5:08. Pitch is at 5:08.
We give you the real time. NFL? Nah, man. Hey, we want you here for the 28 minutes of commercials that we're going to shoehorn in here, and then we'll get the game going. Like, one of my favorite things about the Super Bowl is always like, okay, what's the actual kickoff time? Because here's the thing. It's like one of the most protected, like, security events in the world. So they have it down to the second. And yet,
right,
they can't give us the actual kickoff time. And it makes me lose my freaking mind. Okay, so. Keys for the Ducks here. They're very simple. Get in, grind ball, stay healthy, get out. That's it. There's no reason to mess around. The spread right now is at 29.5 and the total is at 60.5. Do the math.
Yeah.
They're saying they're going to get in, dog walk, and go.
You're looking at like 45-15, basically. Yeah.
All right? So, like, This is not something that anybody should be panicking about. Looking at all the analytics right now, the Ducks are the likely outcome is like a 94% win. What you need to avoid is not Alabama-ing yourself against Vandy. Mm-hmm. Now, the significant difference here is that Vandy's got a little chomp to them. They're a little mini wagon.
They're not quite the same Vandy that they have been historically.
Yes.
Yeah.
They decided, hey, you know that big old trunk full of money? What happens if we spend it?
Yeah.
Like, not all of it, but like, just some of it.
Just some.
Like, we'll go get a transfer quarterback from New Mexico State. Like, we're not going to go get an Alabama transfer, but like, let's go down there and see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm actually interested to see if they go, ooh, this is fun. And then they just start spending money like crazy.
Right.
You know, that's kind of one of the full ones. So Purdue head coach Ryan Walters is going to give Ryan Brown another chance at a start after mm-hmm. getting his first start last week. The comment that he had about, look, they're hoping to snap a 5-game losing streak while also derailing Oregon's Big Ten title hopes.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. I look, man, if you're looking for the secret sauce here, it's the we're shorthanded come together Disney movie special.
Yeah.
Walters fired, weirdly enough, going like full circle of coaches bouncing around. Did you know Purdue's offensive coordinator coming into the season?
Mm-mm.
Graham Harrell.
Oh, okay.
Ye of Texas Tech fame.
Yes.
He threw
the ball a lot.
A lot. He got fired 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And so now they went and grabbed the always great offensive analyst, which basically means the offensive coordinator without a headset.
Yeah.
And he is now plugged in as the offensive coordinator, or was plugged in as the offensive coordinator. That didn't go well. And so now Walters is calling the plays.
Ah.
With a second-time starter.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the fun part about this. And when I was doing a little bit of prep on this game, he had so much fun calling the plays over the final 30 minutes of last week's game that he decided, hey, I'm going to keep this job.
Alrighty.
Like, that's the kind of season Purdue's having right
yeah.
now. Like, it's not even playing with house money. It's playing with Monopoly money. And it's like, it's really, 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 really interesting because the more I read about this, this is a quote from the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
The week of the Wisconsin game, I spent learning the vocab, the rules within the offense. I didn't feel comfortable calling it that game. Got to midweek last week and felt like I had the vocab down enough to know what play I wanted to get to. So I just felt like me calling the game was going to give us the best opportunity to put points on the board. How are you the head coach and you aren't familiar with the vocab of your own offense?
Yeah. Well, how long? He hasn't been there too long, has he, Walters?
2 years?
Yeah.
I think it's year two?
That sounds about right, I think.
I just...
Yeah.
I don't know what's gonna come from. On the Oregon side of things, one thing that I'm interested to see is does Trayshawn Holden play?
No idea.
Dan Lanning has said he will handle the spitting incident internally. Is this a sit out a first half situation? Yeah. Is this a sit out a whole game situation?
Maybe it's a sit out first series or first quarter.
And I'm kind of interested to see how pissed Dan Lanning is
yeah.
about that.
Yeah.
But that's maybe the biggest thing I'm concerned with right mm-hmm. now. Like, the biggest thing for the Ducks right now is they need to get through this game unscathed.
Yeah.
And it's not about injuries, or it's not about the score. It's not about, you know, style points. Your next two games are against number 22 Illinois and number 24 Michigan at Michigan. Michigan, obviously, as a team, it's kind of
mm-hmm.
But this is...
They've been making their way down yeah. towards the bottom.
I mean, turns
rankings.
Out not being able to throw the ball unless you're USC is a very ineffective way for them to match up.
Right.
Right. So, Illinois takes on Michigan this week. Then your next two opponents, they play each other. So you get a nice little little look at the film there of stylistically how they're going to match up. But, you know, this is one of those things where you look at and go, okay, let's go back to what we were, not necessarily what we were in the beginning of the season when they were struggling,
mm-hmm.
but the idea of keeping what you got.
Yeah.
Don't show anything else. Don't do anything extra.
Yeah.
Play within the boundaries. On to the next.
Yeah. Well, and I've heard that maybe, you know, some of the strategy for this week might just be to come out, run the ball, don't want to extend the game, you know. I think it was maybe Suk saying it, rather than running, you know, 90 plays, getting it down to like 65, 70.
Yeah, don't put the wear and tear on guys.
Yeah.
Like, let's not go full Chip Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to put, look, I know Lanning in what he's probably saying is we treat them like any other opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go out there and you execute and don't get lazy and you don't deviate from what you are. But what he's probably saying is, hey, we can't lose focus, but we're going to dial things back a little bit because we need to protect ourselves because it's a long season.
Mm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I wouldn't begrudge them one bit. And I don't think that's, I don't think it's a situation where you're taking your eye off the ball. I don't think it's a situation where you're treating them with any less respect. I think you're doing what's prudent.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Ducks, for the most part, now that the offensive line has come together, has been mostly healthy. Obviously, Jordan Burch dinged up. Offensive line now mostly healthy. Holden is, I believe, the only receiver. No, who left the game? God dang it. Because they were already down a guy against Ohio State.
Well, I think Kyle Kasper's out.
Thank you. Yes. So they're going to be a little short on the wide receiver end. Mm-hmm. But what's been great about the Ducks lately is that running game has gotten going.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a game where I think you look and you lean on Jordan James.
Yes.
Make sure Dylan Gabriel. Look, I was critical. We'll go with critical. Critical is a fair enough word. Critical of Dylan Gabriel of not running the ball early in the game against Ohio State. Against Purdue, Dylan Gabriel, don't run the ball.
Yeah, right?
Don't go out there and get hurt.
Right.
You know, that's the world where we're at right now. Yes. It's like, just make sure you get in, get out, everyone healthy.
Yeah, come back home healthy.
Let's go.
Yeah. So just a side note here, Googling Ryan Walters pretty quick. So he was born, soon after he was born, his dad got a scholarship to play quarterback for Colorado. And it says, during his father's playing days, his babysitter was National Football League coach Eric Bieniemy.
Really?
Yeah.
What a small world.
Right?
Huh. Okay. As of 2 hours ago, here's your Duck injury report. Questionable, Gary Bryant Jr., Jack Ressler, Fox Crater, doubtful, Birch, Bedford, Gardner, out, Jaleel Florence, Dave Iuli, Kyler Kasper, Dakota Fields. That's how it sits right now. So, doubtful. Look, I bet you if I'm Lanning, if I can go without Birch today, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Give him another week of rest.
Well, and if he's doubtful, yeah, he's not playing.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Look, I'm not too intimately familiar with how they go with doubtful. Mm-hmm. If that, because doubtful is supposed to mean 50-50, right. I believe in like legal parlance.
Gotcha.
Parlance. Good Lord. I talk for a living. And by talk, I mean my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
Thank you for a text line. Dylan Gabriel needs some Jaden Daniels stat padding. Well, if he's gonna, like, we talked about this yesterday with the Heisman Trophy race. This is the kind of game that might actually hurt him. Because if you're the Ducks, what you hope is you're packing this thing up in the third quarter.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
This is... if you're the Ducks, you hope this is an Ashton Jeanty situation where you've salted this thing away and through halftime or the third quarter, you're like, all right, we're gonna swap some units out there. We're gonna, you know,
yeah,
throw a backup quarterback in there, throw a backup running back, throw a backup wide receiver, maybe a backup O lineman or two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep the legs fresh and make sure we're on to the next, because again, keeping your eye on the prize. Winning that Ohio State game means you have an opportunity for a top two finish in the country.
Yeah.
It means an opportunity. And how you maximize those opportunities is getting through this game healthy, getting through this game minimizing mistakes, and then moving on to Illinois, which I think is going to be a game that is a lot tougher than people are going to give it credit for. Fair?
Fair.
How, what, when, why about Purdue? I just don't care. And this is a perfect way to sum this up from the Vancouver Ford text line. Summing up the head coach taking over the offense. Yeah, Haas, I figured out that offense thing, and I'd say it's about 3 days. That very much feels like Purdue's head coach just boom Howard the offensive scheme.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. I figured out that vocab. We'll go ahead and... I don't know why he's like Foghorn, Leghorn, or Boonhauer, but that's just the way I want this to be. It's a lot more fun that way.
I say.
Right? I learned that offense, that vocabulary.
Yeah.
I'm like, didn't you come up with the vocabulary? Or like, didn't you have some input on that?
Oh, man.
Right? Like, yeah. That's one of those shocking things to me. Like, I can't let go of the Malik Nabers in the Giants-Cowboys game being unconscious in the field and everybody ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of, I'm kind of incredulous to this, too. Like, how does the head coach not familiar with the vocab?
Yeah, that just seems...
Like, even if you're not calling plays, you're on the headset.
Yeah.
You don't...
You would think you want to be a little bit more dialed in than that.
I mean, you... Look, I
considering,
get,
you know, it's your team.
Right? Like, and you're not just going like, yeah, we're going to go Black 21 for high school football parlance back when I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was making sure left, strong left, 21, mm-hmm. two, tailback, one hole. Like, that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's running the old power left dive. Like, I think we're, like, advanced past that, right, when we're talking about power four football.
Probably.
But hey, I digress.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.